The question was asked, what does the word Yehudi mean? So the root of the word Yehudi is probably Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yehuda, which Leah, when she named her son Yehuda, said, Hapam Odeh Et Hashem. This time I will give thanks to Hashem, where Hashem's name is spelled as the Tetragrammaton. So there it's unclear. Is it Yehuda, which is Yud Kei Vav Dalet Kei, the Tetragrammaton with the Dalet in the middle? Is she stressing God's name, or is she stressing Odeh, or is it both? All interpretations are there. Now, when we say Yehudi, so the Talmud tells us in Tractate Megillah and other places that the term Yehudi means one who fights paganism, one who opposes paganism. That seems to indicate that the word Yehudi, which is where the word Jew comes from, indicates monotheist, one who goes against paganism, who insists on monotheism. So we find that when Esav wants to deceive his father, he marries a woman named Basmas. He marries women that are complete pagans. But he wants his father to think that he's sticking the monotheistic trend. So he renames his wife. What does he call her? Yehudis. Right? Look in Genesis. He calls her Yehudis. And Rashi right away says he renamed her Yehudis to make his father think, she's a monotheist. That's why she has a name. Jewess. Yehudis. Yeah? Okay? The Jews are called Yehudi in Tanakh when we find the exile about to begin. When the Assyrian Empire attacks, so then the Assyrian Empire speaks to us and calls us Yehudim, and the Judean Empire sends emissaries who ask of the Assyrian Empire, speak to us in our tongue, speak to us in the nobility's tongue, like speak to us in Latin. In those days it was Aramaic. And don't speak to us in our tongue, and they call it Yehudis. So you start seeing the term Yehudi as the Jews are about to go into exile. We find it in the book of Daniel. We find it in the book of Ezra. We find it in the book of Melachim, towards the exile. We find it in the book of Esther, right? Mordechai is called Ish Yehudi. Why is he called Ish Yehudi? Because everyone else will bow down to Haman and he will not bow. He sticks to his monotheism, right? So that's Yehudi. Now, the simple reading is like you said, Yehudi is because the prime tribe that was exiled from Israel under Nebuchadnezzar, that was exiled to Babylon, was the tribe of Judea. And so the remnants, all of us who are not Kohanim and Levites, so the rest of us, the regular Israelites, we are primarily from the tribe of Judea. So that's a good reason we should be called Jews, from the tribe of Judea. You want to say it's a geographical term? We were located specifically around Judea when we were exiled, so we were called Yehudim. Okay, I don't know of a source for that. What I said, I know sources for that shot. I can hear, even though I don't remember a source for that, but okay, it seems logical. But these are the terms of Yehudi. There is another understanding of the term Yehudi, which is interesting, and that it means the nation that knows how to give thanks. Just like the name Yehuda could come from the word Odeh, to give thanks. Todah is how we say thank you, right? By the same token, Yehudi can be understood as one who can give thanks. What are the people of Israel called at the end of the Torah? We are called Yeshurun, the nation that knows how to sing. So a hallmark of being Jewish is also the capacity to say thank you, to give song, to be happy, to show appreciation. That's also part of being Jewish. Even, okay, there's more to be discussed, but enough for today.